know, whilst I was standing where the Spirit of God witnessed in my spirit, when you are worshiping God, you don't need anybody to tell you, raise your hands to God. Because there are people without hands. And even with the stamp, they try to lift their hands to God. We serve an awesome God. I pray we get a revelation of the God that we cry to bless us. But yet we find it hard to worship Him, to honor Him. And at times, can I tell you something? I'm going to continue my message on pride. One of the reasons why people cannot lift their hands. If you can lift your hands in your private room, but you cannot do it publicly to God, you know what that means? It's pride. Because you're afraid of what other people think. It's a sign of pride. You are more conscious of other people than who? The king, the one who gave you the hands and the strength. That person next to you, did he give you your hand? Did he give you the mouth? So why are you afraid of that person to lift your hands to God? Hallelujah. I pray that you and I, as we enter 2020, we have a fresh revelation of the God that we serve. Hallelujah. You may take your seats. Thank you. Just pray for me. Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5 to 8. Maybe let's try and see if we can use the Amplified Bible. Okay, Malachi. I want to, for your information, tell you that at times, if you've been praying for certain things for so long and it's not happening, one of the reasons may be what we're about to talk today, that is, pride may be what is blocking you. Say, neighbor. Turn to somebody, say, neighbor. What may be blocking you is pride. We are going to learn fantastic things about humility, the power of humility. Say, the power of humility. Okay, so the Bible says, let this same attitude, one version says, let this same mind and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let this same word, attitude, this same word, humble mind, be in you. The same way that Christ was humble. The scriptures is admonishing us that we should have the same attitude or mindset. It must be in us. Verse 6. Then he's going to tell you why and how Jesus was humble. Jesus Christ was God. Who essentially, he was God, he was fully God. Yet, he chose to become what? A human being. Can you imagine? Maybe for trying to illustrate, like Queen Elizabeth. Is she Elizabeth, the Queen? Okay. Or Prince William deciding to be, choosing to become a servant, working in a waitress, stacking shelves. Can you imagine that? With all the authority, the power, the wealth, and the prestige, and all of that. He decides, I just want to become what? A slave. That should tell you how the person has what? Brought himself what? Very low. That's exactly, so the Bible says, let this same mind. You know, pride is a very dangerous thing. As we are going to see. And humility is one of, in fact, the most powerful weapon, instrument. By the way, do you know that as Christians, we are in what we call the kingdom of God? I've thought about this maybe a few years ago. A Christian is in a certain kingdom called the kingdom of God. So we are in the world, we are not of what? The world. It means this. How many of you know what a kingdom is? A kingdom is a place where there's a king who has a domain and they've got citizens. And within that kingdom, there are what? Rules and what? Regulations and laws and norms and practices in every kingdom. Okay. For the Christian, you are supposed to live by the rules, the norms, the culture of what? The kingdom, not of the world. So for instance, you cannot come from, let's say, Ghana and try to live by Ghana laws in the United Kingdom. How many of you know you can't do that? If you are not careful, you will lock you what? Up. True or not true? You can't come from Nigeria and say, I'm from Nigeria, so I will practice Nigerian laws where? Here. If you do, you will fall foul of the law and you'll be dealt with. Sadly, for a lot of Christians, we are not even aware, conscious, that we are not of this world. Therefore, the regulations and the rules of the kingdom is not like the world. It's totally different. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of what? This earth. Don't you know that you are part of this kingdom? In fact, Jesus preached the kingdom. The apostles preached the kingdom. They pray. Unfortunately, we don't. It's not preached. So we are not even aware that we are in a totally different kingdom. And this kingdom has got its own rules and rules. So one of the major laws of the kingdom of God is the law of humility. The law of the kingdoms, if you want to go up, then you must what? Humble yourself. That law says that if you want to receive, then you must what? Give. The world doesn't teach that. So we are talking about humility. It says, who although being essentially one with God, in the form of God, possessing the fullness of attributes which make God God, did not think this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped. He was trying to say that the person was not insisting, I am the pastor, so this. I am the man in the home, so this. I am the prettier one, so everything must work. Like, no, the person knew who he was, yet he humbled himself. Next verse. But stripped, say stripped. Stripped. He stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity. Can you do that? That's humility for you. Let this mind be in you. When you want to assert yourself and say, this is me, etc., remember this. He stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the guise of a servant, a slave. He took on the form of a slave. In that he became like what? Man and born a human being. Verse 8. And after he had appeared in human form, he what? Abased himself and humbled. Notice this. God did not humble him. He humbled what? Himself. He abased. You know the word abased? To go low, to be the slave of slaves. This is the kingdom teaching here now. The world said, don't do this at all. The world is opposite. How many of you know that? The world said, no, assert yourself, you know. Fight for your right. God said, no, this is my way. And still further, he carried his obedience to what? The cross, to death. I'm going to show you something very interesting. This is what we call ultimate what? Humility. Because for some of us, our humility is false. Do you know there's false humility and superficial humility? Jesus' humility was to death. Some of us, our humility is what? Convenience what? Listen, Pastor John, explain it to me. I'll explain it to you. Some people humble themselves because it is to their convenience and their advantage. They are not really humble. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, I will behave as if I am humble to Kabna, not because I am, but I want something that if I don't humble myself, I will not what? Get. A lot of people, humility is like that. Children behave like that at times. They are rebellious doing what they want. But when they want something from the parent, one day I told my daughter that, hey, so you can be so nice, eh? And so respectful. But if they don't want anything, they can behave what? Very what? Wow. True or not true? That is what we call the person has got false what? Humility. Because they want something from you, so they'll behave as if they are humble. May you be delivered from that in Jesus' name. No. So you have what we call convenient and superficial humility. In Ghana, we call it dog's humility. Have you seen dogs? Dogs. You see the way dogs will come around you and lick in your leg and they are nice. Have you seen that? That's what we call it. And some people's humility is like that. They are behaving as if they are, but inside, when they get power and money, you will see who they really what are. You are here today. When you get money and power, we see who you are. You can't, who are you, Pastor John, talking to me like that? Because just by one tithe, the check and buy, so you are now what? But right now, you don't see that at all. We see you very, very, very humble. So you are waiting. Some of you are saying, the day I become big, I will show this man, I will show this my uncle, I will show this person that I am somebody. It means you are not humble. Only that your position that you have doesn't make you to be able to do. But the thing is in there. Jesus' humility was the ultimate humility to the point of what? Death. Not just any death. It's like today being killed by what? Injection or being executed. Ultimate humility. I pray you and I be delivered from false humility. You know a humble person. If you are humble to Pastor John, you are not humble to Kwabena. You are not a humble person. It's false humility. Are we here? If you are humble to me, you are not humble to the usher, that you will not listen to others. You are not humble. It's a false humility. You are just what? Deferring to authority for whatever reason. It is not right humility. Mark that soul by our Lord. Help us to humble ourselves. To abase ourselves. I told you since about 2 weeks, God has been working on me on that. And there's nothing more I want. I'm going to show you the blessings of humility. There are certain things that are delivered only to the humble. It's not delivered to anybody else. Humble. You must be humble. Not just deferring to people who have got money, who have got position, and so forth. Humble is that you are what? Humble. It is one, I was talking to a friend, and I said, what are your thoughts on humility? He said, I can tell you it's one of the most important things in the kingdom, but nobody talks about it. All that you hear of in the coming new year, year of breakthrough, years of crossover, year of what? Prosperity, yes, celebration, turnover. What I'm teaching you, usually I don't say, your spirit, look, what I'm telling you, if you will listen to me, next year, what will happen to you will be great. If you will follow it, you will discover that your life will take a new turn. You will discover that God, you will know that God, you know the kind of people who catches God's attention, the humble. I will show you. God stops for the humble, but he resists and finds the proud. But God will stop for a humble person. I will show you. When I contrast two kings, one of the most wickedest kings in Israel. In fact, the Bible called him the most wicked king. And God was about to destroy him and his bloodline, wipe him out. And the man repented and humbled himself. God told the prophet, have you seen that this man had humbled himself? I've changed my mind about him. God will change his mind concerning the humble. Oh, I feel God changes his mind concerning somebody who humbles himself. That should tell you how my God values humility, but he resists the proud. Not the devil, God himself. Can you imagine God himself? It's very scary. I don't know about you, but it's very fearful for God to fight you. Humility is the key to promotion in the kingdom of God. Jesus, Bible says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ. The same attitude. Have the same mindset. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And he will exalt you in due season. I pray that for us today, we will be free from superficial what? Humility. The sure and definite way to experience greater blessings concerning God is in humility. It's a sure banker. God, I will show you about 12 or 10 ways that God visits the humble. delivers the humble, favors the humble, shows mercy to the humble, makes the humble great. I used to pray years ago. I'll give you an example about Moses. Moses was called in his time the most humblest person on earth. Can you imagine somebody who talks to God face to face? You would think when he comes to church, he has to have 10 bodyguards. You know, he would demand the latest car, the jet, the this. Are you getting me? Because he was so brave, he talks to God face to face. So you can imagine somebody like that in today's, this big man of God, the way they behave. You may not even know how to do the same because the church is small. So you don't see what is actually what inside of a person. Moses, can you imagine that? And some of us are looking for that. One day, the people sinned. You know what God told Moses? Moses, these people, they are so rebellious and so bad. I want to wipe all of them out. And then you, Moses, I will make a new nation from your bloodline. I will let me wipe them out. Let me finish these bad people. And then Moses, you know, some of us say, wait, my time has come. You know, I've been waiting. This is my season. Moses said, no. That is when you see the sign of humility. Right? Preacher, Moses said, no, God, you can't do that. If you're going to do that, then kill me and leave them alone. I said, wow, what humility is this? Some of us are waiting the day we want to show Pastor John that we too are somebody. God have mercy on you. You want to show your husband, show your wife. Hello, that's your prayer. The day God will promote me, then I will let people know. That wicked husband of mine, I'll let him know. That wicked uncle, I'll let. So, even in our striving to be somebody, it's because we want to show somebody. It's pride. It will destroy you. It's not God who will promote you. You will promote your own self. It's not God. God does not promote such things. Humble yourself. Abase yourself. And God will lift you. Unless you don't believe that in the scriptures. Waiting for the day. That person, I can't. It's like a false humility. I can't talk to Kabner said because the days I get some powers, I will talk to him my rare mind. How many of you have thought like that before? Yeah, don't raise your hands. May God deliver us. Have this same mind. And I pray, oh God, give me this mind. Do a surgery in my soul. Because pride is like the cancer of the spirit and the soul. It's a cancer. That must be removed. James chapter 4, verse 6. James 4, verse 6. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Malachi, I don't have my time. I need to have an idea of my time. But he gives more grace. I like that. Everybody wants grace. Who doesn't want grace? Who doesn't want mercy? Who doesn't want? I do. I don't know about you, but I don't want God's resistance in my life at all. I want grace, favor upon my life. And the scripture tells us how God gives it. Go to verse 5. Let's look at 5. Let's start from 5. Or do you suppose that the scripture is speaking to no purpose? That's it. The spirit whom he has caused to dwell, yes, in us, yearns over us, and he yearns for the spirit to be welcomed with a jealous love. Verse 6. But he gives more and more grace, power of the Holy to meet these evil tendencies and all others fully. Verse 7. So be subject to God. Resist the devil. How many of you have been resisting the devil? Say, I won't go. How many have tried it before? You've been resisting the devil. Say, no. Resisting the devil, overcoming demons is subject to the previous scripture. Humble yourself under the hand of God. And he will flee from you. If I'm not subject to God, if I'm not humble under the mighty hand of God, by the way, humility simply means this. What God says is the final authority. Case closed. Anything else doesn't matter. And I'll show you, humility is not weakness at all. Some of the most humblest people were wild people, very powerful people. Resist the devil, and he will run literally from you. We've been resisting and resisting the devil. Say, I'm not going. Why? Because the person who has the power to make Satan what? Vanish, we are what? Fighting him. We are not flowing with him. Yes, thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me say this. Do not negotiate away the word of God in your life. Don't think your circumstance is so special that when God says this, as for me, I'm exempt. Because God, you have to what? Understand my case. You know, at time we exempt, it's a sign of pride. Pastor John, you don't understand. I don't understand truly, but only thing I understand is the word of God. The hallelujahs are not strong. I'm truly helping you. I'm helping myself as well. I'm preaching for myself. You have no idea. I woke up about 1:30 this morning. Spent about 4 or 5 hours with God. Praying, seeking him. God, I want to walk with him. But God only works with the humble. God cannot work with the proud. When I say, Satan, go, Satan will have to vanish. He can't stand me. Why? Because heaven is backing me. I don't want Satan to say to me, Prophet, I know. Well, who are you? Because if I'm not subject to God, Satan will resist me. Are we here? Is somebody being helped here? And that's for the children as well. You, the children, you must obey your parents. Are you here? So that it will go well with you. All the children. Abigail, Isabel, are you here? When you listen to God, when you listen to your parents, then it will go well for you. If you resist your parents, God will resist you. And by the way, can I say something about parents as well? One of the keys of even walking in humility, you know, I told you there are two dimensions of what? Humility. Pride. There's good pride and what? Bad pride. Okay, so at times, like the way they sang so powerfully, we say we are what? Proud of them. At times, the best way to put it is this. Father, I'm very grateful to you that you give such gifts to my children. When your children get good grades, don't put it on Facebook, they've done this. No. Say, I'm very grateful to God that God, you gave this child of mine this ability to do this. So you walk humbly with God. Because God gave it to them. Nobody has anything except to be given to them from above. What do you have? What do I have that it was not given to us? Did you decide to create your nose the way it is? And the flying ears that you have? God decided to give to you whatever he gave you. Be grateful and thank God you can hear. Because some people don't have ears. They cannot what? Hear. Amen. You've been doing plastic surgery. Trying to make the nose. You've been going for plastic. You're going to the skin. You're trying to change the thing. How many of you have been using those creams? Now it is. I saw one. I couldn't believe it. They put them in some liquid and then they scrape this thing of the first layer. I don't know how. You know what makes people do that? Pride. You must be black and proud, black as charcoal. Say hallelujah. Glory be to God. God has created me wonderfully and so I am. Hallelujah. You see, you use these things to get pride. God, pride comes from the way you look, the car you drive, the house you live in, the way you come from. All these things. That is the world's way. But Christians do follow the same thing. That's why you need to follow and say, oh God, have mercy. I have believed a lie and I'm living a lie. And there's another pride, and that one is not sin. There's another pride that looks humble, but it's not pride. It's not what? It is not humility. As for me, I'll dress down. I don't care what anybody thinks. Why do you have to dress down? It's pride. It's not humility. God has made you wonderfully. Dress nice for the glory of God. I'm not getting amen from some people. You see? It doesn't glorify God. Let me give you about 11 blessings. I don't have time, so you have to listen to the scriptures very well. Because I want to give you two examples. Psalm 18, verse 25. God saves the humble from afflictions. Verse blessing. If you are in any affliction, God will save you. Psalm 25 verse 9. God guides and teaches the humble. I've been looking for guidance. You and I want guidance in 2020. God to teach you how to make wealth, how to prosper, how to do marriage, how to do friendship, how to work and prosper. God can teach you, but he gives you to the humble. He leads the humble in what is right. And he teaches the humble his way. Only the humble qualify for this. So you see why you've been praying and God is not answering? Maybe pride is your problem. Number three. He honors the humble. Proverbs 15 verse 33 and Proverbs 29:33. God honors them. Who doesn't? I want to be honored. Honor that comes from God. And God gives honor to the humble. Humility comes before honor. You see, one of the ways for me, I like it. God's word, I don't have time to talk about God. There are so many things. Just obey the word and things will work for you. There are things you should not pray about. Walk humbly and God will honor you. Next one. I'm giving you the things that humility does. So that tells you the power of humility. God lifts up the humble. 1 Peter 5, 7. And Psalm 147, verse 6. 1 Peter 5, 7 and Psalm 147, verse 6. God lifts up the humble. I want to be lifted up than I am now. Hallelujah. But the key is what? To be humble. I like that. 1 Chronicles 12, you can read the whole. God does not destroy the humble. God does not destroy the humble. 2 Kings 22, 19. God hears the humble. The prayer of the humble are very, very God. They catch the attention of God. One of the classics is a woman with the demonized daughter. And she went to Christ for healing. And Jesus said, leave me alone. I'm tired. I'm resting. I'm having my retreat. You know, even the food is for the Jews. It's not for you, the dogs. And the woman said, I humble myself. You just give me the crumbs. Jesus said, wow, your faith, your humility, receive the blessing. Amen. Now, some of us, the pride we will get, who does he think he is? Has that thought entered your head before? Oh, look, you are lying as well. Where do you want to, you see, why? Look, just be clear and be honest before God, be transparent. God, I have believed a lie. I have not treated my wife well. I have not respected my husband. I have been proud. I need mercy. I have hated my boss in my heart. I have desired wicked for him. It's a wicked heart. God, I humble my forgiveness. Yes. Be honest. God, the way I treated my daughter was not honoring. It was pride. I use my authority as a father and just abuse. You have to repent. That's what one Christian was not thinking. I checked the pride. I said, why you can't use it? I say, God said, remind me, be humble. Amen. Amen. Every little thing. Look, humility goes through every little thing. You will decide at times, I'm not doing this ministry, I'm not serving it anymore. How many have thought it before? You were doing the thing, and then the pastor or somebody did something you didn't like. I resign. Those of you here, let me come here a little bit. I resign. I'm not doing it anymore. Who do they think they are? Oh, this church thing. Okay. What you don't know is that you are falling in the wrong books of God. I don't want to fall there. I don't want to. It doesn't matter what anybody, I don't want to fall in God's disfavor. Bible says, when the king smiles at you, favor. When Esther was going to approach the king, all that Esther wanted was what? Favor from the king. She even fasted for favor. Look, humility. When God smiles upon you like that, you are gone. No man can do squat against you. Listen to more. God favors the humble. Proverbs chapter 3, verse, we all want favor. Favor is, I tell you, no matter how hard you work, No matter how hard and what you know, if God doesn't favor you, things will not work for you. Somebody with less knowledge, less what, whatever you have, because they have favor, things work for them. And you want to go and tell God, God, I'm better educated, I'm this, better pedigree. Favor. Have you seen people whom God has favored? Things just work for them. The man, things just work. You can envy them, things just work. They don't have all that you have. All the education, all the privileges, but favor makes things just work for them. God will favor you. You're there. When the day God favors, you see that anything you put your hands to is working. Just like that miracle, you find that the thing is, clients are just coming. You have to control. I remember one man, he said, God favored them so much. They were working in Germany, I think in the military camp. They were just selling, I think, you know, those kind of vans that sell like hot dogs and those kind of things in the when they are shows. They were somewhere in the, it says Germany, somewhere in one of the soldiers camp. He said, God favored them so much that they will count the money. When they finish work in the evening, they will count, see, and the wife count, and that's the one just counting money. Money was just coming. Do you think it was by their special power? Favor. But God gives favor to the humble. Who doesn't want this? I'll be a fool not to want this, but I have to what? So if I have to lie down for covenant to step on me, so let it be. Why would I not want that? Or my pride can make me not do that, and what? I will suffer the consequences. First Kings 21:29, he shows mercy to the humble. Everybody wants mercy. Hey, mercy. I don't know about me, I want mercy. Plenty mercy. I need mercy upon mercy. You see, do you see how Ahab humbles himself before me? Because he humbles himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his lifetime. But in his son's day, I have shifted the judgment to his son. Even his son, who do not do the evil, you know, it's been transferred to him. You see, humility catches God's attention. Lenis, you are hearing me? Humility. Your father says something, just obey. Don't say, I have a different idea. He said this, just listen. Are you hearing me, Catherine? Daddy says this, you may know. He says, wash the dishes. Daddy, is that what you want? It's not my turn, but I will wash it. It's humility. It's brother says, oh, it's not my turn. I won't do it. It's Catherine's turn. She is the one supposed to do it. The Catherine asks you, if you do that, then how can God use you? Because God will ask you to do things that you think is not your obligation to do. It takes humility to abase yourself to listen. Then God will promote you. So, humility does so many things. Psalm 9, verse 12. God will not forget the humble. Psalm 9, verse 12. God does not forget what? The humble. And I like this final one. There's plenty. You can search, do your research and see how God helped the humble. This one is one of my favorite. Isaiah 57, verse 15. Isaiah 57, 15. God dwells with the humble. For that seeth the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity. No, there's nobody more high than God, whose name is holy. He says, I, God, I dwell in the high and holy place, but with him also that is of thoroughly pertinent and humble spirit. Can you imagine that? I'm so high, I'm so powerful, I'm so far, but I dwell with a person that is humble. That is one of the gifts of humility. Look, God blesses and favors the humble, period. 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 All our shenanigans, religious shenanigans, if it is not rooted in what? Humility, we are wasting our time. Even serving, doing food bank, doing all the things we want to do, we should do it in the spirit of what? Humility. What a privilege. What an honor, Father, you have given to me, that you're giving me some money so I can help others. Thank you, Father, for helping me earn more than others so that I can help others as well. It's a privilege. It's an honor. Thank you, Father. You don't look down on the poor condescendingly. You know, sometimes people look down on them. It's very easy for these things to happen. People look down on people based upon so many different things. You, what school did you go to? You know, no people do that. What school did your son go to? Ernest Bevin. Or oh, this school, what's the name of this school again? Archbishop Tennessee. Do you know the school my son went to? You know, when you go to when you go to the gym, you see all these posh people, they're talking success. Their pride is in these things. God resists such things. God takes pleasure and dwells with the humble. I want to contrast two kings and show to you, I think I've said the story because of time, I have to quickly go. One of them is Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel chapter 4. It talks about Nebuchadnezzar. God had warned him that you are what you are because of me. Now this is even an ungodly king. I have made you who you are. Nebuchadnezzar doesn't believe that. So look at what he did in Daniel chapter 4, verse 30. Daniel 4:30. Don't defend yourself against. So the king said, you see, one day the king gets up, stands in his look, we all can fall foul to this. When things work for you, you will stand one and say, wow, look at me, what I have achieved. Look at us, what we have achieved. The king said, is not this the great Babylon that I have built as a royal residence and seat of government by the might of my what? Power. And for the honor and glory of my majesty. Next one. While the words were still in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. Whilst he was doing that, and you shall be driven from among men, and your dwelling be with the living creatures of the field. You will become a werewolf. While the words was in his mouth. Now this is even an unbeliever. Do you know that God is the one who put Boris Johnson there? And God can remove him in a day. We don't know the power of God. Go and ask great kings, Idi Amin, the dictators of Africa. Go to where they are now, their houses, to shock you. They put all the money here in Swiss banks. Nobody can have, even their children can have it, and their families are suffering. Billions that they stole. If God removes you. Another king, King Herod, one day he also was an orator. The man could talk and everybody would stand. He said, look at this. One day he gave a speech and the people said, wow, this is a God. God said, hey, I'm the one who gave you the voice and the ability to talk like that. You are doing that. Straight, send some worms and just finish him off. God resists. God, can you hear me? You give me great pleasure in life if you walk humbly with God. And fear God. If God said it is so, you will go far, regardless of your studies and the grace you get. Oh, yes. Then there was another king, Ahab. I told you about him. Maybe let's describe Ahab and the kind of king he was. Go to Kings, and then you will see what he tells you, how God listens to the humble. Go to 1 Kings 21. Let's start from 20. We have to read through it fast. Yamaraka should help me. 1 Kings chapter 20. Let's start from verse 27. Sorry, verse 20. 21 from 20. Sorry, thank you. Let's go to 20. And Ahab said to Elijah, have you found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found you. Because you have sold yourself to do evil. Look at the man. The man has sold himself to do evil in the sight of the Lord. Verse 21. Let's carry on. Save the Lord, I will bring evil on you and utterly sweep away and cut off from Ahab every male. I will destroy every man in his household, bond or free. I will scatter even his lips. Verse 23. Also the Lord said of Jezebel, this is his wife, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. If Jezebel is your wife, you can really sell yourself to the devil. May you not marry a Jezebel. The men, I should have heard the men, the single men. and belonging to Ahab who dies in the city, verse 25. For there was no one, listen to this, there was no one who sold himself to do evil in the sight of the Lord as did Ahab. Incited by what? His wife. At times I find it very sad when wives incite men to your husbands to do evil. You know some wives incite men to do evil? Sweetheart, you see the way that person was talking to you in church. Show him that you are the pastor. That's an evil Jezebel wife. Instead of her telling you, sweetheart, don't worry, humble yourself. Let God work on that. If you have a very evil wife, they will incite you to do evil. Oh, are you here? You've gone home. If you have an evil friend, they will incite you to against people. They will tell you things to do bad things. Eh? You, the young ones as well. Your friends can incite you to rebel against your parents. I met one of my daughter's friends. We had some issue or something. I said, what did your friend say? He said, my friend said, is that? I said, that your friend is a bad friend. If he's a good friend, they should tell you, listen to your parents. So I warn you concerning. Yes, because she's ignorant. That person should not be your closest friend. For there was no one who sold himself to do evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Ahab. Incited. You know, people can incite you to do evil. You better not listen to those people, or you finished. Verse 26. He did very abominably in going after. The man just sold himself to Satan 100%, as had the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the Israelites. Verse 27. When Ahab heard these words, when he heard the words of the judgment, straight away he tore his clothes, put sackcloth on his, and fasted, and laid in sackcloth. When the thing was pronounced, the man just repented, and went what? Quietly. Verse 28. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite by saying, verse 29, do you see how Ahab had humbled himself before me? This one, that God was going to finish him off. That is why even ancestral yokes, generational curses can be wiped off by your humility. Because he humbles himself before me, I will not bring evil in his day. I've changed my mind. Tina, God can change his mind about you. If God had decided I won't bless you, if you humble yourself, God said, I changed my mind. He is God. He can change his mind as he wants. Because the law of humility is what? Operating. It catches God's attention. When they have this, what it is, it caught God's attention. Did you are hearing me? Humility will make you catch God's attention. He caught God's attention. God said, I changed my mind. Am I can just see my God say, I've changed my mind. I won't harm him anymore. Wow. I don't know what that does. It tells you the power of humility. In fact, there are plenty of scriptures I can give you about kings. Different kings who repent, and all of them, God says, I changed my mind. Let me give you the scripture. When you go home, read it yourself. I give some to you. 2 Chronicles 12, 7 and 12. 2 Chronicles 32, 24, 26. Go and read about these kings. You can read about Hezekiah, Isaiah, and different kings. God just said, I changed my mind. Even for God to bring revival, say, if my people who are called by my name will what? Humble themselves, I will change my mind. The evil I have planned, I won't bring it on that house anymore. So it means that no matter any evil going on in your life, God can change his mind. The way of escape is humility. I changed my mind. That is why rebellion and stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft. It's a serious sin. It's a dangerous sin. But you see, the world will say, but he deserves it. I have to do that. No, you can't. If it's God saying this, humble yourself. Are we here? There is power in humility. I'm sure all of us here will testify that all the fights we have in homes, in relationships, in marriages, in families, in church, is because of pride. Oh, are you here or you go home? Anne, are you here? You are smiling, means you are here. All the problems we have in our homes, the fight between your wife and it's all what? Pride. When the children are fighting, we say, take it easy. Once I won't take it easy. It's what? Pride, is that not so? Even your little ones, it's pride. Hello? All the fights, please, in churches, all the confusion, is what? Pride. Labor and conservative, pride. Brexit, no Brexit, pride. And somebody is humiliated. Oh, pride. It tells you that humility is a powerful weapon. Because humility makes God fight for you. You let everybody fight you and be putting you down. God will come and stand. If you like, touch my son. If you lie there. Even when Abraham lied about his wife, he said, my wife is not my wife, it's my sister. Did he lie?
Yes.
By the way, God hates lying, you know. So let me just. But he lied. But because he was a humble man, somebody was going to take the wife. And God said, you want to take my friend's wife? I will kill you. The man said, I didn't know. I repent. God said, that's what I'm telling you. I don't know about you. Humility. So let me quickly give you them. We are closing. Let me see that. 4 or 3 different ways to be humble. Number one, every day pray to be humble. It's not one of I pray, oh God, today, help me to walk humbly with you. I choose to humble myself. Because God does not, if God humbles you, it's called humiliation. He will humiliate you. He will embarrass you. So you decide, I humble myself. Father, as I go out today, my relationship, the way I do things, help me. I told you last week, I let God examine me. I felt like puking myself. You felt some kind of, what is it? Pride is inside of you, my inside. Pride. I've not gone into, I can give you so many ways that the pride, you know, shows. You're opinionated. Your opinion must always, like every argument you must win. All those things is pride. You must have your way. You are told the truth. You won't listen. You have to have your way. It's pride. But pray every day. It's not something that, you know that, then the second thing is that always get feedback from people close to you. Because when at times you are in pride, you don't even know. How many of you know that? You don't even know. When God was dealing with my, do you know there were such ugly things inside of me? I don't know about you. You've got nice things. God bless you. But I really wonder. Unless somebody tells you, Kwabena, this attitude is pride. Then the person will say, what do you mean by it's pride? Anytime you are defensive, it's a sign of pride. Oh, it's gone quiet here now. I like that, smart son. When you are defensive. Hello? Those of you are here. The word is working. You see, when people's faces are away, you know the word is working. You know, it's like you know, Gigi, we're giving bitter medicine. It's working. But you should let it work so that you can be healed or you will die. You can ask a doctor analogy, they'll tell you. At times they have to, when you are in stage 4, they have to put you on the and do radical surgery on you. So I like your face. It means that the thing is working as it has worked upon me. Feedback. Say feedback.
Feedback.
We will give feedback. And then also, when we give you feedback, like let's say, Michelle, well done. You've really done well with the food bank this year. Wonderful. Then you get upset that I didn't praise you. You have said that Pastor John did not mention me about the finance. It's pride. Do I have to mention you? Are you here? Pride manifests in what? All different. Why? See, thank God he didn't notice me, but God have noticed me. Hallelujah. Don't be angry at me and be upset at me. It's gone quiet here now. Am I helping you, Lenis?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Young people are very good to preach to. They just like it. The adults at times, you can't tell. I wish I had young people like you. I'm serious because they just receive it and just move. The adults, they're analyzing things and then calculating things and like maneuvering, and instead of receiving the engrafted word which is able to save their souls. No! They've got their own ways. Pride is destroying you and keeping you there, but you won't repent. You will enjoy the pride. Pride will not make you dance in church. Everybody dance. I won't dance. I don't have to dance for God to tell God that I'm worshiping. Why that? Do you think that thought is from God? All of this, and we don't know it is pride. Lift your hands. I won't lift my hands. It's called self-importance, self-will. Jesus, this mind, humbled himself. I abase himself. The other thing you have to do, apart from feedback, feed on the word. Let the word guide you every day. I think I sent a clip. They said the people who read the Bible four times, one time, two times, doesn't make my difference. But when you read the Bible four times, all of a sudden you're off the scale. Because the Bible, the scripture has a way to change and to make you live a certain way. Because how would you know you are in pride? Except the scripture tells you, you are walking in unforgiveness, resentment, strife and contention. Always you are contending. Always you are in a fight. Why? It's a sign of pride, because the Bible will tell you where there is strife, contentions, and such works, it means that what? Pride is what? At work. Remove the scorner and there will be what? Peace. So, feed on the word. Fourth point. Live in the spirit and walk in the spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. One of the lusts of the flesh is what? Pride. Live in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. When the Holy Ghost says something, okay, God, you said it, no. I want to be in the place where when God said it, Malachi, I like what you are doing. Give Malachi a hand. That is initiative. Hallelujah. I didn't even see it. Now that, you know, that thing is working. God bless you, my son. You know, good. Don't let it get to your head, you know. Walk humbly with God. Another thing that can help you to be very, very humble to receive God's blessing is this. Develop a heart of thankfulness. You grateful people are not proudful. Have you seen the proud people? Proud people are not very grateful and thankful. Even when they are saying thank you, you can see on their face that is not proper. True or not true? The more you are grateful and thankful, the less it shows humility. Yeah. It's very hard for prideful people to be grateful and to exercise thankfulness. So be grateful. Be thankful. Just be grateful. Thank God. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory for the things he has done. He has done. All that I am and never hope to be is God. I say, Father, thank you. All that I ask is that what you created me to be, just help me to fulfill it before I die. That's all that I'm asking of you, God. Help me to do it. One of the signs that I'm in pride that I check out is the fear of man. You are afraid to tell people the truth. Huh? Especially pastors. They don't want people to leave the church. So, no, I don't want to upset Lenise. She will leave her tithe and this thing is. Hello? I can tell you, pastors, the things that pastors do. You know, a pastor is to make sure that the people get the whole counsel of God. And it's like raising children. You have to raise the children totally holistic. You cannot raise them one way. And a lot of pastors are not very whole, because they don't want to upset what? We live in a congregation, like I think Timothy talks about, in the last day shall be men of lovers, evil days shall come, because men are lovers of themselves. What, reaching yet, wanting to hear what they want, and the pastor don't speak the truth thing. I can't wait till apostolic ministry comes upon him. Like John the Baptist. Repent, you vipers. John did not care what anybody, he would tell you are vipers and they were still coming. It means that he has some special anointing. You wicked people, change! And they were still coming. It's the anointing. It means that if you have the anointing, you feel, but we are afraid of you. You don't want to upset anybody. So we don't tell the truth. If I get the person's face, will. True or not true? How about am I lying? Yes. Maybe if you are tired, you have to tell your wife the truth, but you are afraid. You don't want that fight, so let me keep quiet. I want peace in the home. But there's no peace. They say there's peace, but there's no what? Because you are not addressing the issues. Because of pride. You keep quiet. Everybody is keeping to their corner. My wife is in the upstairs. I'm like, hello, peace. It is not peace. Look, if you want to deal with issues, you have to confront it head on. And let it be what, that's what I'm saying. Being humble is not weak. Was Jesus weak? Was Moses weak? Was David weak? No, they were not. Was Joshua weak? Not at all. But they were the humblest people. So humility is not a sign of weakness at all. Jesus, he told the Pharisees, you vipers, you whitewashed tombs. So I can tell some religious, you are a whitewashed tomb. You better repent or it will not end well for you. You should be able to tell people that as a pastor. Amen. But they won't tell you. The pastor doesn't want to offend. One last one, then we'll pray and then we'll be. I'm saying all of this because in the coming year, God wants to do turnarounds. Eh? But that which you keep and maintain it is the spirit of what? Humility. The last thing you should do is this. Seek and treat pride like a dangerous cancer. Seek it in you. Every vestige of it, let it come out of you. When you see it, one man said he was at the shop, let's say Sainsbury's. And one woman, I think, had finished shopping and then she blocked the main gate. But she had gone back to buy something. So he was going with the daughter, everybody. Then when he got there, so he turned to the woman and said, lady, can I gently push your trolley aside? And the woman said, no, don't touch it. You know, when somebody said that, true or not true? So God said, humility. So he just waited for the woman to finish, carry on. And then he went. And the woman, when the woman was going, the woman needed some help. A kind of middle-aged old woman. So he went and held the door for the woman. Then the woman said, thank you. You see, humility. Our flesh always wants to what? Rev it up. True or not true? Shall we stand? I think I have to write a book on this. The amount of information here. We are going to pray. And the first thing is that God should purge you and I from every evil motive. And the reason it's evil motive is that you can do things that seems humble, but it is not. It's very difficult at times to detect if somebody at times is proud or not because of certain behaviors. So I want us to pray, number one, God, purge me. I have done a lot of repentance. I don't think it's enough. When I see that, I have to deal with it. Especially when you're in a place of authority, you feel, why is this person? Who are this person? That, you know, those kind of thoughts just come into your mind. I have to just quench all those foul thoughts. Let God fight for you. Do the right thing and let God what? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, let God fight for you. Humble yourself and let God fight. I believe in God fighting for me. So at times I may not fight. I just quiet unless there's a need to confront issue. I just let God fight for me. Sister, when it's personal, when somebody is accusing you, never talk back. Especially personal attacks, never respond. If it is church matter, I need to deal with it because I have a response. But if somebody is attacking you personally and all of this, you know it's not true. You know what I'll deal with you on? I'll go to them and say, God, deal with this person. I'm saying the same thing. Don't go and deal with your boss. Let God deal with your boss. Yes. Are we here?
Yes.
Don't go and deal with him or her. Let them do what they want to do. Go into prayer and let God deal with them. Are you here? Wives, don't deal with your husbands. Are we here? Misha, you are not supposed to deal with your husband. Let God deal with your husband. The smile is not strong enough. If you have issue, take him to prayer. You are not the one going to point your finger and say, I'm dealing with you. We are all the same. Yeah, Jesus was the same, but he humbled himself. Abased himself. Wherefore God highly. Some say, oh, by that you are teaching abuse. I'm not teaching abuse. I'm teaching Bible, kingdom business. You think God does not see and that God does not fight for the innocent? I've told you a story about the man who used to abuse his wife. He said, don't go to church, and what the angel did to him. Unless you don't believe that God is God. Amen.
Amen.
It's not in your place to be insulting Boris Johnson. You're supposed to pray for him. Whether you are labor or liberal or whatever, it's not your place. It's not your place to be insulting Pastor John, talking about Pastor John. It's not in your place. Don't say, I'm not. He's saying because he's a pastor. Yes, I'm saying because it's the truth. It will not help you. Hallelujah. It's not my place to be going there talking about Pastor Joe and saying bad things about him. It's dangerous. It doesn't matter. There is very dangerous. I don't want to be in that kind of situation at all. Catherine, you cannot sit with Catherine and be talking about mommy and dad. No, you don't do that. You guys love us. You are very good girls. But talking, this is mommy and daddy. I know my daughter said, don't do that. But if you do that, it brings a curse upon you. Michaela, you're hearing me. Don't talk bad about your parents. They are looking after you. Even when they make a mistake, don't talk about it. They look after you, care for you, feed you, and then you are talking about them. Where is Tiosa and Aloha? Okay. I'm going to get it correct. Nathaniel. Oh, I got it wrong again. Lord have mercy. I humble myself. You listen to your parents. Aisha. You understand? Isabel, to your parents. And when they do wrong, you run around, do it, mommy. Never say that again. From today, say, I stop. In Jesus' name. Then blessing will come over you. God, purge me. Psalm 51. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart today. See if there be any wicked way, any offensive way, that Lord you don't like, please God. Then you know that day, and God will help you. People will come and behave in such a way. Ooh. Are you there? The day I pray for humility, my wife will behave. I say, Lord have mercy. It's a test. Say, it's a test. Say, Jesus, this is a hard one. Yeah, then when you pray like that, God will give you opportunity to test you. Harold Lee, God will let your wife test you to see your humility. Oh, yes. I humble myself in the name of Jesus. Sita, let's make peace. I know you've done this, but I forgive you. No, I love you more than this. Yes, if we do that, wouldn't homes be happy and churches be happy? Wouldn't friendships be happy? Oh, yes, God would. So as God will test you, you want to pray also for against rebellion and stubbornness. Do you know what rebellion and stubbornness is? I'll define it one way to you. It will surprise you. Discontented with authority. Disapproval of authority. I don't like the way Pastor John does things. You are discontented. You know it's rebellion. I'm not getting amen and laugh. Wife, I don't like the way the husband does this. Discontented. That's one of the definitions. Go and find out. I don't like the way the bishop does things. If I had my own way, I'll do it this way. Have that occurred to you before? You need to repent from all those things, I'm telling you. When your time comes and you become the bishop, then do it your band. Right now, submit and what? Flow. Because you are the different way. That is why God said, humble yourself. You understand? If you didn't have a different way, there's no need to what? Humble yourself. I pray this prayer. I hope I don't forget it ever in my life. Anytime, Father, please help me to walk humbly with you. Because I want your favor. I want your mercy. I want you to deliver me. All the 12 blessings, I want you to be upon my life. So, Father, help me. And like I said, it's not something that you say, I'm humble from today. You will experience it like almost every day you have the opportunity to exhibit pride. Watching the TV, I go there, my wife and children are watching some nice program. Can I have the remote? I've spoiled everybody's game. I'm the pandemic. Pride! I'll humble myself. I have to sit up. I beg you, can I humbly change the channel? That humility. I'm the man. Give me the remote. No, the men do that. I'm like, chow, 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 chow. Yes, I know. Everybody quiet. It's pride. I said it is what? Pride. If you want to change, beg the person. If my children, at times I ask, Catherine, can I please change the channel? Yeah. Yes, humility. I don't say I'm the man. Do you buy the TV? You don't do that. It's pride. Say, please, can I know you are watching something. Can I change it, please? I don't want to watch. If she says no, submit. Humble yourself. Okay, you can carry on. Next time, I'll buy my own TV in my room. I pray that humility will cloak us and enter into our bones. Then God will visit us, because humility catches God's attention and he stops to visit us. I pray, I hope I've taught you enough. I pray I can preach this message everywhere for some time.
Amen.
Because things are not working because of our pride. God, I didn't show you, God, one of the things God hates is pride. I don't want God hating you. So immediately I know a mistake. Pride, I say, God, please forgive me. I'm sorry. Forgive me. No, you go to the gym, and one day I was about to open one empty locker. Some small boy was sitting there. Hey, I've taken that one. And I said, what do you mean you've taken it? Oh, humble yourself. Go and look for another one. It's all of this is pride, you know. You want to fight. What for? You may even end up getting a black eye. But when you humble yourself, you are on the street, the road, you know. You are driving, and somebody just crossed you. You want to insult a holy woman like you. Saying things she didn't say. So, humble myself. Let them go in Jesus' name. All these are signs. Because our flesh wants to play up all the time. It wants to. That was crazy things. Is this not powerful? For me, it is very powerful. When you do that, when you need mercy, you don't have to pray for love, breakthrough, la bosa, turn it around. I know God will pray like that, but humility will make God catch your attention. Humility means that you do things that your flesh doesn't like. It's not pleasant. You see, all of us as a church, we are going to outreach. We're going to share homeless. I'm not going. Why? The weather. So you... Okay, we will rotate. We all will go to prison, because Jesus said we should all go to prison. We all want to obey God. No, prison ministry is not on my heart. I didn't say for those that is on your heart. I said, as the pastor, all of us, we are going on rotational basis. Say, yes, sir. If he so will, let us go. You think God will not look upon a person like that and bless them and decide to make them great? I think we prayed enough. Let's sit down. Let's carry on. Listen to the message, and when you get the message, Ligi, put the message on the last week and this one. And as you are listening, the Holy Ghost will be telling you this, that, this. And as you do that, just say, Father, I'm sorry. Look, God is not going to hold a gun. Even Ahab, that wicked king, when he repented, God said, hey, I changed my mind. God will change his mind just instantly about you. By humility. By submission. I want to work with leaders who are humble. Like Rabbi and Harold, very humble people. I had a good testimony about you, that you are wonderful. Very humble, teachable, and you flow. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You get testimonies. They say you should be one of the coordinators because you are good. That's testimony. I said, come now, let's pray. Say, he didn't say, I'm tired. I just came from work. Pastor John, you're being unreasonable. Okay, let's carry on. Some of you, I can't tell that. You think people like that, God will not honor. You may not see anything. You think, God, that the books in heaven is not recording all of these things. When we go to heaven, you may get more crowns than I. Oh, yes. It's not because I'm the pastor I'm going to get any great reward. People doing work seriously, loving God. Maybe what I'm doing is all wrong motives. When we get to heaven, we will really see. But before we get to heaven, you'll be blessed as well. Hallelujah. And your seed will be blessed. So, Father, we thank you. As a church, let us be known to be a humble people. Let this church have a badge of humility. May we not boast in anything that you do with us or through us. May we boast only that we know you, Father. May we boast in you alone. May our children boast in you alone. May we not boast in natural, may we boast in the Lord our God as a people, Lord. May we teach our children to humbly walk with you. May we teach them the victories and the blessings in humility. May our children imbibe this spirit, Lord, as we imbibe it as parents, and help our children to walk in it. As we model it, Father, help us, because we want to be pleasing to you. We want our lives to be like Christ Jesus. I want to have the mind of Christ, the same attitude, the attitude of humility, in the name of Jesus. And everybody say, amen. God bless you.